The year that was in business and technology. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. It is New Year's Eve, and that means we made it, friends, to the end of 2018, which was, by any account, a huge year in the world of business and technology. I mean, Fortnite alone, right? There were also huge data and privacy scandals, Amazon's search for a headquarters, MoviePass came and went. This week, we're going to be looking back at the year that was and ahead to the stories that will be big in 2019 in tech, policy, and CES, which starts next week. Today, a look back with Tom Merritt, host of the Daily Tech News Show. We both agreed on one thing. Europe dropped the mic on tech and privacy with its big new law, the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR.
Well, it looms over everything because every company that does business in Europe has to comply with it. Every company that is big in the United States does business in Europe, and complying with it usually has knock-on effects to the way it handles privacy in other markets. A lot of times companies are saying, well, we'll change our practice in Europe, but we'll also just change it everywhere else for simplification.
Yeah. You know, the GDPR got a good edit in a sense because it coincided, I think, with what I thought was sort of the biggest trend of the past year, which was this sort of collective awareness of the business model of the internet, as exemplified by Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. You know, there's the bargain we thought we were making, which was giving some data in exchange for free services. And then I think there was this realization that, oh, wow, we thought we gave our data to one site. Turned out we gave it to everyone. And it turned out they printed money off of it. Do you agree? Do you think that case changed a lot for how we think about privacy?
Yeah, no, it absolutely did. You're absolutely right. I find the case odd, but as most things are, it's not the best example of this. A lot of the people reporting on it were shocked to find that this kind of practice is going on, right? It wasn't new. It hadn't not been reported on. And this actually wasn't the most egregious example we've ever seen. But because of a nexus of events regarding attitudes towards Facebook and attitudes towards politics, it blew up and became the poster story for this issue.
Yeah. All right. Well, so what do you think, though? I mean, this wasn't the only thing that happened. It was actually quite a momentous year, you could argue, in tech events. What's a big one for you?
You know, I think the other thing we're seeing trend-wise this year is the eruption of streaming video as a battleground for companies who want to be in it before it really does overtake cable. The writing's on the wall. Everyone knows that streaming video is overtaking traditional cable service, and everyone's getting into position. The biggest example of that is Disney fighting off Comcast to buy a large majority of Fox in order to get a back catalog of television from FX and FXX and Fox Studios to put in streaming services. But also, it looks like they're going to get full control of Hulu after that. So Disney will be in good position to continue to compete with Netflix and Prime Video after that acquisition.
Tom Merritt is host of the Daily Tech News Show. Tomorrow, we'll talk with futurist Amy Webb about her predictions for the near future of tech. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. December 31st is coming up fast, and that means time is running out to support Marketplace and make your gift go twice as far. Donate today at marketplace.org to invest in news you value and trust, and your contribution in any amount will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at Candida. Thanks for believing in what we do.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.